Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within. Damn, damn, damn. Damn.
Okay, everyone, welcome to Beat the Buzzer. Practice your pitch in 45 seconds or less. We have Matt, our DJ, so he's going to be responsible for some sound effects, but we have an amazing panel set up here, and we have Jason Waller. We're super excited that this is your new show, and we're just ready to get this room started. Jason has built three companies from scratch into multi-million dollar enterprises, and he's always looking forward to evolving himself and his businesses while sharing his path to success and entrepreneurial insights. Jason, tell us a little bit more about you and like what's going on with this room. We love it.
No, super excited. Thank you to everybody for helping set up the room. Beat the Buzzer, practice your pitch in 45 seconds. Think about it. When you meet somebody and there's a connection there and you're networking and you're wanting to grow whatever it is you do, I don't care if it's online, if it's you trying to get a job or it's you trying to sell something, you have to master a pitch to get their attention and bring it in 45 seconds. So I run a company called Power Home Solar. We've got about 2,000 employees. I didn't finish high school, didn't go to college. I have four kids and a granddaughter, grandson on the way. 41 years old. We've got a company that's worth about $1 billion right now. We're trying to take it public in the next 2 years. Kevin Klink, who's here, is one of my business partners. He's helped me build three companies. So he's been my Batman and Robin combo here. But super excited to share that. I was on a show called 2 Minute Drill with David Meltzer, season 1, 3 episodes this year on season 2 that comes out in Bloomberg and Amazon Prime. I'm on all 12 episodes and a judge hearing people pitch their business in 2 minutes. So we're doing the speed demon run here. We're going to have you do it in 45 seconds.
Yeah, we're super excited. And we have special guests on the stage, Cheryl and Glenn. Cheryl is the founder and chair of Do Big Things, a women-owned and women-led creative digital agency that brings together a diverse team that uses a new narrative and new tech like blockchain, AI, bots, and machine learning to make the world a better place for everyone. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us. So what are your insights with a 45-second pitch?
Oh, well, first, I also have another job. You know, I'm chair and founder, but I'm also the chief innovation officer at the Impact Seat. It was founded by Barbara Clark, and the Impact Seat is one of the most prolific investors in the United States in women-led, and especially women of color-led, innovative tech startups. We've invested directly in over 60 startups and also in leading investors in over 15 funds that are focused on women-led companies. So I hear a lot of pitches, in terms of, what's a great pitch, keep it short, keep it snappy. Is there a hook? What's the market? Who's the customer? And what's the problem and solution you're providing? You know, if you can answer that in 10 to 30 words, you've got a great pitch.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Those are great tips. And next, we have Glenn Stearns. He is the founder of Stearns Lending, an American wholesale, retail, and correspondent lender to one of the largest mortgage lenders in the United States. So, Glenn, we'd love to hear a little bit about you and your tip for the perfect pitch.
Hi there. How's everybody doing? So, I am... just a little background, founded a mortgage company about 30 years ago, Stearns Lending, sold it to Blackstone about 6 years ago. So I have probably had about 30 different companies. Maybe right now, my largest company is Kind Lending, which is a competitor of my old company that bared my name. And I'm also was on the show Undercover Billionaire for Discovery. And I'm on starting on April 27th. There's a new show out, Discovery, called Undercover Billionaire Comeback City. And so I've had a lot of opportunity with startups, with people coming in and trying to kind of give some good ideas. And I'd say probably I would agree that, keep it concise, keep your pitches very relevant with what's going on. And I get so many things thrown at me. It's really more, again, about your attitude, a lot about how passionate you are about what you are talking about. And when you start seeing people's eyes glaze over, it's time to back off.
Yeah, that's great, Glenn. Thank you so much for that. So we're going to do what we'd love to do starting off this session is actually throwing it out there. If Jason, you can share your pitch to kind of get everyone amped up and excited to practice theirs on stage.
Okay. I'm going to pitch my product though, because I'm going to pitch water again. We did that last time. I'm going to pitch a bottle of water. You ready?
Let's go.
My name's Jason and I own a company called Purified Drinking Water. This water is amazing. We stick nutrients in there to help not only your skin, but your hair grow. That's right. We partner with Biotin Essentials. We stick that into the water. You drink it. There's no health risk. FDA approved. This water sells for 99 cents each. You check our Amazon store out. We can go ahead and get you a case of that water for $5. Again, Purified Drinking Water. Jason Waller here to change your life and change your drinking habits. Did I do it 45 seconds? Because I just winged that, by the way.
Yeah, you got it.
Was that 45?
You did it in about 30.
I should have done it a little longer. That's all right.
I'm ready to buy that water, my man.
My hair feels a little thin. That's where I came up with that while I was drinking the water. I'm actually looking at the water. I'm like, you know what? I'll sell this water and maybe it can fix my hair.
Okay, cool. Caroline, you can jump. I can take it over. Hey, guys. My name is Hala. I'm the host of Young and Profiting Podcast. I'll be the moderator for today's game show. So super hyped about this session. We always have such a fun time. And we're going to get the room warmed up by having some of the mods practice their pitch. Is there anybody on stage, Cheryl, Glenn, Kevin, or Victoria? Victoria, I'm not sure if you're ready to practice your pitch. Does anybody want to practice their 45-second pitch? And before we do that, I do want to mention that if you get it done in 45 seconds, Matt, can you play the sound effect that they'll get it, that they'll get if they get it done on time? Okay. And if they don't finish in 45 seconds, what sound will they hear? Okay. And that sound doesn't mean that you did a bad job. It means you were too long. And we're going to give you feedback either way. Okay. So that's how the game is played. Raise your hand if you want to practice your pitch. Don't be shy. And let's start off with either Glenn, Cheryl, or Kevin. Who wants to give it a shot?
Well, I'd like to give it a shot.
Oh, Victoria, that's great. So, Victoria, first, before you go, introduce yourself so everybody knows who you are. And then when you're ready to go, I'll count 3, 2, 1, and you can give it a go.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me so much, Jason and everyone else. It's a pleasure to be up here speaking. I'm Victoria Kennedy. And I'm the CEO of Victorious PR. We are a public relations agency that helps entrepreneurs get into top publications and podcasts.
Amazing. So, Victoria, are you ready for your 45-second pitch?
All right, why not?
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, I'm Victoria Kennedy. I'm the CEO of Victorious PR, and we help entrepreneurs just like you get into top publications and podcasts. Can you see yourself being in Forbes magazine, entrepreneur? Imagine what that would do for your credibility. Here's the thing. Anyone can run paid ads who has a dollar, but not anyone can be in these top publications. What would that do to help you become the number one authority in your niche? If you're serious about being the market leader in your industry, give me a call today. Victorious PR, Victoria Kennedy.
Victoria, whatever you're selling, I'm buying. Okay. I thought that was a good pitch. I mean, you talked about the company very well. You elevated your voice when you needed to. You were sincere. You drew people in. You know, it's a great product. You explained everything super thorough. I mean, I thought it was a really, really good pitch.
That means
Cheryl,
a lot.
Glenn, Kevin?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I actually jotted down. I looked at your profile while you were talking. I was like, I might have some people who need to talk to you, Victoria. Yeah, I thought that was great. And again, you know, it's getting that, you know, who's the customer? What is their problem? What solution are you providing that's going to improve their lives, you know, in a really short, concise pitch? Well done.
Yeah, agreed. I'll say passion, energy, and, you know, I like the call to action right there at the end of, you know, if this is for you, here it is. impressed. So yeah, nice job.
Thanks, guys. Cool. Well, great job, Victoria. Way to, you know, come on stage, be ballsy, and just get it going. So really happy that you had the courage to do that. So thank you.
Of course, we got to get this going. I'm excited to hear everyone else's.
Okay, so I just invited a friend up to the stage, Beck Lover. Would you introduce yourself?
Hello, everybody. This is Beck Lover, nightlife guru of New York City. But it is very important to be very confident when you're speaking, especially when you're trying to get money. My background, I have done a lot of sales in my past. I used to work for Marriott. I had an award-winning team for them that I cultivated from scratch. We did $150 million in timeshare sales in 2018 alone in New York City before the pandemic. And a lot of those skills are used when you're making a presentation. But when you only have 45 seconds, you better speak fast, clear, and you better knock them out. You don't have a lot of time. So it's very important. And I agree with Jason. I caught a little bit of what he was saying. The way you use your words, the way you use your tone, you got to create excitement very quickly without being cheesy and fake.
Yeah, Beck, I totally, totally agree. Okay, so Cheryl, Glenn,
hold on, real quick, Beck. Okay. You've got the bomb last name, Beck Lover. I wish I had a name like the last name Lover, dude. I would straight pitch even better than I feel like I pitch now.
Thanks, Jason.
You sound like you could be a nighttime DJ too. Great, great voice for some DJ work after hours.
I just want to be like Hala one day. I'm trying. I'm shadowing her. I'm following her. I'm very impressed with her. And anyone she's cool with, they must know what they're doing.
Oh, we all want to be. We all want to grow up to be like Hala.
Thanks, guys. Okay, Cheryl, Glenn, Kevin, who's going to? Okay, Cheryl's got her mic off mute. Are you ready for your 45-second pitch?
Sure. You know, and for, you know, the folks who are joining us, you know, I do want to let you know, if you're a budding entrepreneur, I also am the author of a book called Mechanical Bull, How You Can Achieve Startup Success. It's been an Amazon bestseller, so you can get it there. You know, and what's great about the book is I basically wrote the book that I wish that I'd had when I was running my startup. My startup attentively had a successful exit. It's actually the first tech startup, as far as we know, with a Black female founder on board to be acquired by a NASDAQ company. So, you know, it's got everything you need, you know, in terms of the life cycle of a business, especially for those just starting out. So, you know, check that out. But yeah, you know, I can give a quick 45 seconds on, you know, my other startup, my digital agency, you know, and just give people a flavor of that, if that's okay.
Let's go. Let's do it. Yeah. All right, Cheryl, you ready to go?
Okay. So I'm ready if you guys are ready.
Go for it.
Okay. Hi, I'm Cheryl Conti. I'm the chair and founder of Do Big Things. Do Big Things is a digital agency that's award-winning. We bring new narrative and new tech for the new era that we're living in for causes, campaigns, and corporations with mission-driven initiatives. That's anything from strategy, implementation, digital ads, infrastructure building, all of it so that you can reach the new audiences today and motivate them and mobilize them to create social change in this innovative time. You can reach us at dobigthings.today. You know, we're here to meet all of your needs.
Cheryl's a pro, so you can, it's hard to even critique that. Even in constructive criticism, there's not much to say. I mean, this ain't Cheryl's first rodeo. We've had her on here before. She's really good. So it's a great pitch, Cheryl.
Oh, well, shucks. Thanks, Jason. Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, I have to do that like at least 3 times a day. So, you know, hopefully I've occasionally got it down. Sometimes I mangle it, though, and get juxtaposed words. But yeah, you know, that's the thing. You know, once you really get your elevator pitch down, you know, the good news is that it's something you can just memorize basically and just whip it out whenever you need it.
100%. It's all about preparation and practice. So let's have a little fun because I love to have fun and I love to put my clients on the spot. Jason, you're so good at sales. Let's have a little fun. Glenn, pick anything in the world that Jason is going to pitch to us right now. Sorry, Jason, I got to put you on the spot. We got to warm up the room. So, Glenn, any product in the world that you want Jason to pitch? Guys, this is not pre-planned. This is totally on the fly.
Okay. What kind of product, Jason? How about sell me some cocoa butter, please?
Cocoa butter. I don't even know a lot about cocoa.
Because everybody likes to be smooth. You know, everybody likes
right,
to be
yeah,
smooth.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Go for it.
I'm Jason Waller, and I'm the owner of J-Dubs Cocoa Butter. That's right. J-Dubs Cocoa Butter. This cocoa butter is so amazing that you only have to put it on once every 3 days. It moisturizes, it redefines, and it makes those wrinkles go away. Now make sure you come visit our website, jdubscocoabutter.com. And today you buy two, we give you two free. Bam.
Wow, every 3 days. So that is like a real ash defeater, you know, like if I only had to moisturize every 3 days, that'd be amazing.
I tried to find something that people complain about, like having to put it on all the time. So it's like 3 days, that's different.
That's
tell
fun.
What you did for us. Like, let's dissect that pitch for a second. And by the way, guys, I had him pitch a hamburger last week and he did such a good job. He was saying like the hamburger makes you lose weight and like all this stuff. It was hilarious. But Jason, break down that pitch. What did you do there?
First, I introduced myself so they would remember my name. I brought up the website twice. I made sure that I explained the product that I was offering and then the benefits of it, hopefully solving a problem that someone may have, you know, when they go to buy cocoa butter. I don't know a lot about cocoa butter, but I just tried to wing that. So, and I tried to elevate my voice and sound enthusiastic, and I wanted to bring the audience in.
Amazing. Well, you did an amazing job. We're going to play that game again, but it looks like we've got somebody new on stage, and he's new to Clubhouse. What's going on, Sidoni? Did I say that correctly?
Hi, it's Sidoni. Thank you for inviting me. This is very new to me.
Well, that's great. This is all about practice. In fact, Matt, I'm going to say let's not use the meme buzzer. Let's just go with the clapping. And be supportive with everyone.
Okay.
So, yeah. And so, Sydney, you've got 45 seconds on the clock for a pitch. Do you want to just give a quick intro and then you'll go into your pitch?
I actually don't have a product. I have an actual product. I have a service. So, sure.
That's okay.
Give it a shot.
Okay, cool. All right. You ready to go then?
Sure.
All right. Go for it.
Hi, my name is Sydney Taylor, and I started a brand called A Piece of Grief, and I am the host of the podcast, A Piece of Grief. I started this podcast after I lost my 9-year-old son to plasma cell leukemia in the height of the pandemic, where grief was saturating the world. And I created a space for grieving mothers so that they can have a place to feel heard, to feel seen, to feel validated, and affirmed in their pain. And A Piece of Grief served me. And I just hope that it will serve someone else, like me, a mother who has lost her child.
Glenn, I'll let you start. We'll go the opposite way. Go ahead, Glenn.
All right. Well, you know, I was going to say, you know, again, I've had, again, many, many companies and I've had thousands of employees. And what you just did to me is more important than whether it's 45 seconds or whether it's 10 minutes. Okay. It's about being authentic. I could feel that in your voice. It matters. You have passion. You really believe and care about what it is that you're trying to do here. And that came through to me more than anything. And it hooked me. And when you have those things, all the other buzzes and everything else that we're trying to do, they don't really matter as much as when you understand that there's something that's really important here. And so I thought you came through amazing.
Thank you.
Sydney, I mean, I want to start first by saying I am so sorry. You have all of my sympathies as a mom for the loss of your son, especially during this incredibly challenging time. So I just want to start with that. And I think that it is incredibly inspiring, you know, that you have channeled, you know, your pain and your grief into helping others and to providing a service, you know, that hopefully grows over time, you know, in its ability to reach an audience. You're not alone. I'm sure you've begun to learn that you're not alone in terms of those who have, you know, lost a child. There's almost nothing more painful than that. So, yeah, I was incredibly compelled by your pitch. I think that creating a brand to a certain extent around, you know, this, I know it's a sensitive subject to think about, you know, branding, but in terms of being a place, being a home, right? You know, creating that, you know, place, that space where people can come to be nurtured and get through a challenging time, you know, with community, you know, with tools, you know, with support, I think is really amazing.
Thank you. Great job. And you've got kids screaming in the background and you didn't miss a beat. So kudos to you.
Can I say something to her?
Of course.
Sydney, first and foremost, I'm so glad that you're on this app. And what you're working on, you're going to find a lot of people that need you. I do a lot of rooms that are centered in and around that. So I'll be reaching out to you. But as far as sales are concerned, for those that are in this room, when you don't have a lot of time and you're pitching someone in 45 seconds or a minute, emotion is everything. It's not about logic. It's not about your product. You know, and I got to be honest, you know, if I'm speaking from the heart here, it's hard to reenact that even on a stage here in 45 seconds. Hopefully you've done the research on the person that you're going to be speaking to. You have 45 seconds to connect. You have 45 seconds to connect with that person. It is not about your product. You have 45 seconds to knock their socks off and make them fall in love with you. And the quickest way to do that and the most efficient way to do that is with emotion, pure and raw emotion, where you say, you know, you're opening two sentences or something that just captures their attention. You tell them very quickly what you need to talk to them about, and you're trying to get that second sit down because you might not be able to close on it. You're trying to open up that door to get the full sit down. So I think Sydney is a great example of how the emotion is what captivated us, caught us. Our hearts ached for her. My classic rule, the way I trained my award-winning team always was, if you give a piece of yourself to the people that you're talking to, they will give you a piece back. It's when you're vulnerable with people that you become real to them. And that's how you captivate, and that's how you break sales records. Sydney, thank you for coming up here.
Thank you.
Sydney, listen, I just want to say and echo what Cheryl and Glenn and Beck said. My condolences, but for your strength to go up and be able to talk about it and move and serve others is amazing. So you just keep doing that because to stand up and not let that hold you back. You're able to share your grief. You're able to learn from it. You're able to serve others and be a part of other people grieving. I think that's amazing in itself. And for you to come up here and share that was awesome. So great job.
Thank you guys for the opportunity. Thank you.
Great job. And thank you for having the courage. Okay, guys, I'm looking in the crowd here. I see Stan, Isabella, Rami, Lauren, Ferris, Bonnie, John.
Hey, get Kevin to do a pitch. Have him sell something.
Let's do Kevin. But I also wanted to say that there's some people in the crowd that have been here for a while. Raise your hand. Don't be shy. I've been in these pitch rooms before. I know if you're in this crowd, you're walking around your room super nervous, wondering if you should raise your hand. Raise your hand and don't be shy. We're all here to help and to serve. So, Kevin, are you ready?
What's he going to pitch?
All right, let's see. What should we have Kevin pitch?
Hey, you know what? Have him pitch Starbucks coffee.
Okay, Starbucks coffee. Let's go. Ready?
All right, Starbucks. Look, are you somebody like me? You wake up every day and the first thing you're thinking is, how do I get that energy? What I do, hopefully everybody can relate to this, the first thing I do is I get in my car after getting ready, and I go right to that Starbucks drive-thru. I get my bacon and Gouda sandwich. I get my 10 shots of espresso on ice in a venti cup with 5 squirts of the sugar and 5 of the creamer, and hopefully that gets me through the afternoon unless I have to go get another one. Everybody should take advantage of that drink right there in that order. I do that 5 to 6 days out of every week, and I think you should too.
Dude, that's awesome. I was sitting here rolling and laughing because, dude, you crushed it. You know how to pitch alarms and you know how to pitch solar, but you are the biggest Starbucks advocate. And guys, he's not BSing. That's really what he drinks is 10 shots of espresso. That's what he gets every single day with the 5 squirts of sugar and the 5 squirts of the creamer. So, dude, that was great, dude. Good job.
Every doctor is, like, upset right now listening. And I see my cousin Rami's down there as a doctor. He's probably like, oh, my God, don't drink that, guys.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying, Kevin, and I'm a little scared of you now because I don't think you even need food if that's, like, what you intake in the morning. Like, you're good probably for the rest of the day.
Glenn, you ever drink those 10 shots of espresso?
Not in your lifetime. I've never had a coffee at Starbucks, believe it or not. But Kevin, you made me want to go in there maybe and get one now. So there you go.
Well, here's what I'll say. I'll just add one more thing to this. I had read an article one time on this, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. And they called this, it wasn't being served at Starbucks. It was like, you know, a little coffee shop somewhere. And they called it porn in a cup. So they referred to it as porn in a cup. That's what it was on the menu. And it was 10 shots of espresso. So I was thinking I've already been doing this for a long time.
That's hilarious.
All right. Well, Glenn, that leaves one last man standing.
Oh, great. Again, now, I tell you, I got to give you, again, a little background, right? So, you know, I sold my business to Blackstone, went off on a little hiatus for a few years, and then came back in last year. We started in July and built our team back up. We did our first $1 billion of business by the time December hit, and now we've already hit our second $1 billion business. So it's been a very fast ride. But what I pitch is our company, and I'm doing it every day to people to come on board and try to join the company. And so what I end up doing is more, again, back to being authentic, which I think is really important. And so the company that I started is called Kind Lending. And it was not done by accident, right? It was done on purpose as far as what I think the world needs is a little more kindness. But you know, we are really looking for people that are going to come in and make this their careers, right? Where it's not about the money, because money is not what we really focus. We want them happy with money, but we also have a different currency. And that is happiness and kindness. And it's about a feeling. We believe in servant leadership, where really I work for the people coming on board. So we're really looking for people to start this kind movement with us and join. And it's worked. And that's my pitch every day to people, because it's really about being authentic. It's about being real. And it's about coming over and seeing something so different than what the other people are doing in our industry. And so, you know, I was the number one in the business in mortgage banking before I sold, and we're on the rise again. But, you know, I don't do real pitches, so to speak. You know, I don't have a lot of those things happening, but I feel I'm doing it every day when it's getting people, good people, to come on board and join our company. Does that make sense?
So you're declining the 45 seconds? Okay, no problem. You know what? Maybe I sort of did it
if in between there, I think.
I have to say, I was sold. If that wasn't a pitch, I don't know. I was sold. I was like, kindness and service, sign me up.
I think there's a fine line, right? And what I love, what I've heard from, was it Beck? Is that right? About being authentic, right? And I think that is so important. And when I think of when people come on, how they really have to make sure that's the clear point they're making is that they really have passion about what they're doing when they're building something. And again, we've gotten so much accomplished by people really believing in a mission and all working towards that same goal. You know, to me, it's about people believing in what you're doing. And you got to get that through that feeling, I think, that authentic feeling that you need.
True. I think that's great advice. Okay, so let's switch it up here because we need to get the audience comfortable. And so let's do a little popcorn game here on the panel. Let's talk about sales tips. Let's talk about the psychology of sales and kind of like the emotional intelligence that you need to have with sales. What are some key tips that you can give us in terms of persuasion and influence and kind of like the emotion behind the sales process and what you should be thinking? Jason, do you want to kick that off?
Yeah, I think anytime that you're pitching anything, and we heard it in a couple of the pitches already, you got to be passionate about something. I'm a big believer that passion is felt, it's not heard. So when people usually buy on emotion, when they see somebody that's passionate about something, excited about something, they want to be a part of that. You know, it's infectious. It draws them in. No matter what you're talking about, and when you have passion and you're really excited, or it's something that you're building where a fear factor, and you're passionate about that fear and solving that problem, people feel it. And then that brings down their guard, because every time you're pitching anything, or anytime that you go into a home where you're on a phone call and you're trying to sell anybody, regardless if they filled out a form or they asked you to call them, their guard is up. And your goal is to get their guard down. And you have to do that by listening, asking the right questions. Don't seem salesy. I mean, it's 2021. The old car dealer, hey, get here, buy here now. That stuff doesn't work anymore. But what does work is educating people and discussing and finding out what their objections are, what their fears are, and really why you are in their home or why they're even interested in the product. One of the questions we have our field energy consultants say when they walk into a home for solar is they say, what do you know about solar? What do you like about solar? What don't you like about solar? What do you know about Power Home? What do you like about Power Home? What don't you like about Power Home? And what that does up front is it lets us know where they are on the chart and where we got to start building those blocks of education and information. But it also gets some of their objections out early of the things that they're discouraged about or they don't like about something, so you can address it. And then reverse of that, you hear what they do like. You're able to emphasize that, influx your voice on that, start, you know, making sure you're pointing to those in that in the proposal or talking about what it is, that thing that they really like about something. That's how you really position yourself to really close or sell a deal. And you got to make a friend, because your whole job there is to bring that guard down where they can trust you. It's all about credibility. It's about emotion. It's about passion. And it's about trust.
This is Beck Lover. And I think, if I'm interpreting this correctly, it's my philosophy also. I think the sale is made in your warm-up. There's a whole cycle that everyone follows. You read all these books, all these steps. But for me, it was always about the initial contact, the way you connected with them. Can you get them to talk about pretty much anything but business? Most people, when you meet them, they have their guards up. You become a master of body language. You can tell very quickly if what you're doing is effective or not. And to me, I've always trained my team in that fashion. Remember, in timeshare, you have 90 minutes to make somebody who hates your guts, hates your product, hate the perception of your product. You're paying them to come and listen to you. They're not there because they're actually interested. So I always tell anybody, if you have a little bit of time in your life to go and take a crash course in timeshare, the techniques that you will learn in that world, even if you don't make it, and most never make it, 1 out of 100 survive in that business. But that process and those steps are amazing. But what differentiated me in that industry and my team was really teaching my salespeople that were under me how to connect with people very quickly, how to open them up, how to make them either laugh. My expression has always been, make them laugh or make them cry. In the end, they will buy. Meaning the emotion, the way you connect with them, the way you open them up, the way you get them to talk about themselves. And if you listen to a client, they'll tell you how to sell them. They always tell you how to sell them. The problem is most people don't know how to ask the right questions and how to understand what their client's telling them and how to connect that back to the information that they gathered when they were getting to know the person in the beginning of their time together. Those that learn how to do that are the most dangerous salespeople in the world. Because you'll never, ever see it coming.
She's a lover, not a fighter. Yeah, I'll just quickly add, and I know we've got Ferris up ready to do a pitch, but you know what I would add is business ultimately is very much relationship-based, right? And oftentimes you have a relationship, and I would say for my business to do big things, 90% of our business are referrals. You know, someone who has worked with us recommends us, you know, to someone else who comes in. So there's already that relationship there, you know, that trusted base. But as, you know, Jason said, and, you know, I think as Beck, you know, intimated, you're building a relationship with that person. That person has a problem and they need to feel confident and secure and held, you know, by you, that you're going to meet, you know, their need. You're going to solve this problem for them. And so if you're able to build that relationship and provide that security, provide that approachability, you know, and friendliness and warmth and, you know, passion, interest, not only in your product, but interest in them, you know, ultimately I have found that's what, you know, really brings people into the engagement.
Awesome tips, panel. Great job. Thank you, Beck, Cheryl, Jason. All very good insight. Okay, Ferris, you're up here to do your pitch. Do you want to just introduce yourself quickly, and then we can go into your 45-second pitch?
Sure, absolutely. My name is Ferris, and I'm a physical therapist, and I don't have my own business. I work for a pretty big rehab hospital, but I did just publish a book that I would love to pitch to you guys, so that's going to be my pitch.
Amazing. Are you ready to go?
I am ready.
All right, go for it.
Spoiler alert, happiness has very little to do with the hand life deals us, but rather with how we view and really play that hand. My name is Faris Bakori, and I'm an author and a physical therapist. I work in a neurological rehab setting, and I treat individuals who have had pretty life-changing injuries such as stroke, brain injury, amputations, and spinal cord injuries. And I have seen people really at their worst and most vulnerable circumstances and situations. My patients drive my passion for professional and personal growth, and I'm confident that the lessons I've learned from them can help others unlock their own happiness in their own lives. And I really pride myself in connecting with my patients and highlight 4 common characteristics, as well as 3 specific lessons my patients have taught me in my career to help me find my own happiness. In my book, The Happiness Perspective, I explore happiness as it relates to adversity. And I really believe firmly that my calling is to share these lessons my patients have taught me to help others going through life-changing injuries realize that happiness awaits if they know where to look. And my hope with the book is that you can start to follow your smile and flex your happiness muscle with a little more confidence.
Awesome. Matt, how much time was that?
That was about 1:20.
that was a great pitch, but I thought it went over time. But look, Ferris, man, you came up and you pitched your book, which, you know, it's a top 5 entrepreneur podcast, True Underdog, so thousands of people are going to hear about it. And that takes guts, you know, so I'm proud of you for getting up there and doing that. I thought the pitch was solid. You just got to speed it up a little bit for this game. But I thought you did pretty good, man. Good for you.
Appreciate that, Jason.
Yeah, great job, Ferris. And I think we're going to have you for a panel session on happiness. I'm just trying to get other experts that have happiness expertise to join you for this panel that we're going to do. So good for you. Thank you for getting up here on stage and looking to hear more from you. All right, guys. So let's continue on the conversation. We've got another hand raised. We're going to bring you up, Len. It's time for you to practice your pitch. Let's just get you here on stage. Hi, Len. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Do you want to introduce yourself, and then we can get into your 45-second pitch?
Sure. So my name is Len, and I want to start off by saying I'm super nervous, but thank you, Sydney, so much for sharing, because I actually lost my son as well at 30 weeks during this pandemic, which was sort of the inspiration for one of the ventures that I'm starting as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we are looking forward to hear your pitch and to support you, Len. So are you ready to go?
Sure.
Okay, go for it.
So my name is Len. I'm the owner of Luxco Styles. We deliver laid-back and effortless styles for the trendy minimalist. We believe you can look good without being too try-hard. We are a Lazy Girl-approved clothing and lifestyle brand that's bringing back the endless good vibes of a warm summer night. So you can check us out on Instagram at ShopLuxCoast and stay tuned for our upcoming launch.
I love that. I kind of want it. You know, the only thing, you know, I would add to that, I think that was concise, was perfect. I understand the, you know, the audience. I think, though, there's also the audience of those who are, you know, right, working from home. They want to look good, but they also want to be comfortable, right? And have that kind of clothing that can go from playing with your kids to a meeting in front of Zoom or out at lunch. So, you know, you might want to add that in there a little bit. just to open up that market. But I thought that was really brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah, Len, I thought, first of all, kudos to you for being brave and coming up here. And then, you know, our condolences for you and your family as well. But you had a great pitch and sounds like you had a great product. You got a great personality. You can lay it out and draw people in, right? Some people are too robotic and they don't have character in their voice. And you did. I thought it was really good. You left some time on the table, I think. So you had extra time. You can give more details, but that's it. That's this game. But still, we understand what you do. I like it. It made me go, man, what if they got clothes for like lazy dudes, right? Because I'm lazy. And I love how the beginning part that you said, I was laughing. I was mute. I'm trying to remember what you said at the beginning about try hard. I just thought that was hilarious. I mean, people can relate with that. There's people that go out and buy clothes and then you can tell they're trying too hard. So this still looks good, but you're not a try hard. I just like it. That's a great product. That's a great pitch.
Thank you.
Agreed. And I'm so sorry that I skipped it because my heart goes out to you, but I also am so sorry for the loss, you know, that you've suffered, you know, during this incredibly difficult time. And, you know, I'm wishing you all of the best.
Thank you.
Awesome, Len. Great job. Great pitch. That's what we like to hear. Okay, guys. So everybody on the panel, I want to talk about pricing. Because I think as a salesperson or anyone in business, I think pricing is always something that everyone has their own different opinions about, whether you should include your pricing in the first conversation or when you should include your pricing or if you should even ever mention your pricing first. So I'd love to hear everyone's opinion since we've got a lot of sales experts on the panel. What's your opinion in terms of giving out your price?
You know, again, we go back to that authentic pitch, and where I think when you get somebody interested, then you go in and you talk about price. But first, it's about a relationship. It's about getting to know people and getting them to know you. And then by bringing up the price, it's either one of two things are going to happen, right? Wow, that's a great price. Or, that feels like a too high a price. And you might have lost them at that point, unless you get them to really understand who you are and what your product is. So I would always wait until you get more down the road with that relationship.
Yeah, I would agree. I think pricing, when I used to sell alarm systems, it's all in the perception of what a customer wants to hear. And, you know, in today's world, if you just throw a price out there, you're going to sticker shock people and they're going to run. You need to build value. You need to build up the product. You need to get people excited. And then, because too many people, they're too smart. What's the cost? You need to stick to the game plan and build value and then talk about cost. And I like to bring it up, you know, it depends if I'm negotiating, if the price is negotiable, obviously I like to start high and find a way to meet in the middle. But if it's non-negotiable, which is really how I've built our businesses, where we don't like reps to negotiate pricing, our pricing's our pricing, and their job is to build value and then show that. But when you build value and then you bring in pricing, you have to subtly bring it up. You can't be like, this is what it costs you. While you're bringing up pricing, you have to show the value of the pricing. So first you build the value of the product, then you build the value of the pricing of why this is affordable, or if it's a product that can return, here's the return on investment, then show the price. You have to build that. Too many people just, it costs $88 or it's $62,000. You can't do that because you're scaring people away. You have to build value. People buy on emotion and they're nervous to see the price, but if you build enough value, it doesn't bother them as much.
Yeah, just to add on to what Jason and Glenn were saying is I make custom proposals for all of my clients. So if I get the, you know, of course you get the question, what does it cost? You know, I want to know the cost first. And I say, well, you know, I don't know what you need and I want to build you something that's unique for you. And again, it goes back to what Jason's saying of just providing that value. And also what Glenn is saying is leading with kindness and service. It's saying, I'm doing something special for you and I'm going to give you my time and I'm going to build this for you because I really want to work with you and I believe in your story or I believe that you could really benefit from my product or my service. So I think that would really help. And I know that we already talked about pitching, but Hala, and if the moderators wouldn't mind, I do have a pitch that I would love to run by you guys.
Of course. Let's go, Victoria. Let's go for number two. You want to just give us a quick bit about what this is about before you go?
Yeah, absolutely. So now that I have Jason and Glenn on, who are amazing rock stars, I would love to get your opinion and everyone else who's on as well. So of course I do PR. I have a PR agency. I love it. And one of the great things about it is that I meet all of these amazing young entrepreneurs who are like 19, 20, 23, 28, and they're killing it. They're making like 7 figures a year. And to me, it's so inspirational because not only are they making this money, but they're making money showing other people how to make money, young people like themselves. And I thought, wow, one, I feel incredibly lucky that I get to elevate their story and tell it in the media. But number two, and here is my pitch, and I'll go into it right now. If you are a millennial or if you are a Gen Z and you're feeling like there is no future for me, where are the jobs? My diploma doesn't mean anything. My college degree doesn't mean anything anymore. How can I make money? How can I sustain myself? Well, if you watch this TV show, and this is what I'm pitching a TV show, I'm going to show you some of America's best entrepreneurs who are just like you. But most of them didn't go to college. Most of them are from poor or very average American families. And they've built businesses for themselves, not from business school, but from the boots up, watching YouTube videos, buying $1,000 courses, following a mentor who wasn't much steps above them. And now, not only do they get to make all this money, but they're showing other people, just like you, how to do it as well. Follow me as I go across America, interview some of the best and brightest young entrepreneurs who are making money and showing other people how to do it too.
How much time was that, Matt?
It was about 56 seconds.
I'm always critical on the time. So, Victor, that's always me just saying how much time, so I know. I need to get a clock on my phone.
I broke the fourth wall a couple of times, so.
Yeah, it's okay. So, listen, I thought it was a good pitch. I think it's a great idea. I think you'll do well with it. The first pitch you had, you could tell you've practiced it. You were ready. And so this is new. I would compare, like, I thought I did good with the water, but I didn't do great. I think you did great on your first pitch. I think you did good with this one only because it was fairly new. So you were dancing around it. I always like to be ticky-tacky and be honest. I don't want to just sugarcoat, but everybody does great, right?
No, so, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Do you think could it be viable for a TV station?
I think it could be, absolutely. I think that's a commercial that could play on that and help people because they see TV. And I wouldn't really focus on TV. I wish Kevin was in here, he had a bounce, but he does our marketing. And we just found out, you know, we spend about $9 million a month in lead gen and branding a month.
Wow.
And 2 million of it is television. We're getting ready to stop the TV stations and start doing OTT and more of the digital because that's really our buyer. And so that's what I would recommend doing is doing OTT, like the cable cutters, the Hulu, the, you know, the YouTubes, the all that stuff, because the TV, you know, it's not what it used to be. But that was good. It's a good pitch.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is a, you know, made for Instagram Live or, you know, a great YouTube subscription. And people make millions of dollars on YouTube. Don't sleep on just regular old YouTube. You know, and you can build a community, build an audience. You know, I felt like, you know, yeah, it's a great idea. I felt like you really hit it, you know, towards the, if you cut out the middle and just, you know, the beginning and the end, it was really compelling, you know, at the top of, hey, you know, are you Gen Z? Are you millennial? You think your degree means nothing. You're following these people who aren't worth anything. Follow me across the country. I'm going to talk to the people who matter, you know, and help you figure out your next move. You know, I think you could really just compress it that way.
Ooh,
to make
I
it
like
more compelling. Yeah.
Thank you. Great job, Victoria. And way to go 2 times and really get that practice in. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, Jason, do you have
let's hear your pitch and then I can close this up.
Oh,
let's hear your pitch.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. What am I pitching? The marketing agency? Okay.
No, that's too easy. That's too easy.
Okay. Fun.
I'm going to let you pitch our girl, Kara Golden's Hint Chapstick. You know, she owns Hint Water.
Chapstick?
So Hint Chapstick. Yep. That's a tough one.
Oh, my God. All right. So Chapstick for Hint Water. So just so they got, I'll actually pitch it instead of telling you guys about it. Okay, let's go. Are your lips chapped? Do you want some great tasting chapstick on your lips to smooth them out as especially in those winter months. It's been dry, and you know your lips are more chapped than ever, and you need some great-smelling, great-tasting chapstick on those lips. Make sure your lips are soft and kissable so that people want to talk to you, and they're not looking at your lips. They're listening to what you're saying. If you want great chapstick, check out Hint Chapstick. Go to hintchapstick.com, and you'll get buy one, get one free if you go right now. The promo code is YAP, and head over to hintchapstick.com.
I was holding that one in. I was laughing so hard. You got to have kissable lips. And if you want people to talk to you, you got to use my chapstick. That was great.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get to the kissing, because like that's the, you know, like a wintry, you know, imagine kissing someone on a wintry mountain. That's where I might have gone. But I thought that was amazing.
I realized that it was, I'm like mid-April and I'm talking about that it's winter, but you know, with COVID, it feels like it's winter.
Hey, we sell solar in the middle of a snowstorm, so don't feel bad. It's fun.
That was the winter.
That was fun. Do we want to do just one more funny one before we go? I feel like it's more fun to just like put each other on the spot. Jason, let's do something fun. Let's see. Why don't you pitch socks?
I got it. You ready?
All right.
We've got J-Dub socks. Do you got huge feet? Do you know what they say about huge feet? Huge socks. Go to J-Dub socks and you can get the biggest socks for those biggest feet. Ladies like big feet. And they'll like watching you put on those big socks. They're soft. They don't sweat. And you know what? You don't even have to wash them. You can keep them 5 days. Just keep wearing them because they don't stink. Check out J-Dub socks. Big feet equal big socks, baby. Bam!
Oh, my God.
That was hilarious. That was amazing.
Okay.
I think people would buy those socks, by the way, especially if they got huge ass feet.
I mean, you never have to wash them. I mean, who wouldn't buy them? Awesome. Well, this was so much fun. It's always such a great time, guys. We're here every single Thursday, 6:45 p.m., playing Beat the Buzzer, Practice Your Pitch. I think there were some glitches. Usually this room is a lot bigger, but you know what? It was a lot of fun being intimate with you guys. Jason, any last words? Cheryl, Glenn, Beck, Victoria.
I'll let them go first. I'll go last.
No, thanks. We had some really great pitches. You know, I was really inspired by Sydney and Len, you know, and taking their pain and creating something that improves other people's lives. And those are the best products and services we found.
You know, I just like to add, just Glenn, that, yeah, you know, I think it's great to have, you know, a couple of those that got up there that were nervous. That's part of the, you break through that, that's half the battle. And you get to be authentic and you really get your point across and you're going to do well. So I was really glad to see some people that got up there, even though they were nervous and pitched their ideas. It was awesome. Thank you guys all.
I want to say thank you to Hala and thank you to all the moderators up here and Cheryl and Glenn and Beck. Victoria for busting out two pitches. Good job. And then everybody that came up that was inspiring and that had the guts to do it. I would just leave these couple tips as we end this session. You got to bet on yourself. So if you feel like you're too nervous to pitch, don't be. You got to go into rooms like this. You got to get constructive criticism, because if you're not willing to bet on yourself and you don't have that confidence, you will not be able to grow your business. Period. Fact. No printer. That's what I'm telling you. You got to figure that out. Bet on yourself. So get the confidence. If you don't, come up here and have fun with it until you build a great pitch. Because too many times people are too nervous and that horse rides by and you never jump on it because you were too scared. And I'm asking people right now to not be scared. Take a chance. Take a leap of faith. Start betting on yourself and start working on that pitch. And have a great afternoon. Bam.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby.
Bam. True Underdog. Damn. Unleash.